Okay, so we were on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Let's start two lines above the wider lines. We're dealing with the topic of the Mishnah, that a Kohen who's a Tzvul Yom, a Kohen who had a discharge of semen, went to the mikveh, waiting for the sun to set, to become fully pure, is not entitled to a share in a karban. So the Gemara is now going to discuss the sources for this law. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hi Dina, this law, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Gemirna, I heard it from Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, Dama Bebe Sakise Danta, and he said it when he was in the bathroom. So here's the story. Imagine, Batful Yom. He said you can do it all through logic plus verses. Imagine if a Kohen who's a Tzvul Yom, who went to the mikvah, is waiting for the sun to set, were to come. V'amaran said, Tein li mimincha. He goes to the other Kohen who's a Tzohar Kohen. He says, you know what, I'd like a share of the mincha that a Yisrael brought. V'ochal, and I'd like to eat from it. Omar lo, so the Kohen who's fully tar would say to him, well, by logic I know that you're not entitled to get a share like we are. And the logic's like this. Uma b'makom sheyafa kochacha. Consider, though there are places where you have a lot of strength, namely b'chatascha, if you bring your own chatas. If a Kohen brings his own chatas, so even though he may not be on duty right now, he's not part of the current mishmar, he can say, well, since it's my carbon, I'm going to be the one who's going to do the service. And he gets to eat it himself. So you have a lot of rights in your own chatas. Nevertheless, that's about your chatas, the chatas of a Kohen. D'chiticha michatas Yisrael. If it's a regular Jew's chatas, you, the Kohen, who's a Tzvul Yom, are not entitled to it based on the pasuk. Asher yechatel so, right? The Kohen who does the service, which we've learned means the one who's worthy to do the service. He's the one who gets to eat from it. He's the one who gets a share. So you are a Tzvul Yom who can't do the service would not get a share from a chatas Yisrael. So that's an achatas. Makom shahura kochacha. So now consider something where you're much weaker in, namely a mincha. Because if a Kohen brings a mincha, the whole thing gets burned. So you have no share in your own mincha. It's not like a chatas. If you have your own chatas, you get to eat it all yourself. If you have your own mincha, it gets burned. So eino din shalidachem minchas Yisrael. So in a chatas where you're stronger, yet if it's a Yisrael's chatas, I reject you. You don't get a share at all. So a mincha where you're so much weaker in it, because a mincha of a Kohen gets burned entirely, you don't get any share of it. So certainly if it's a mincha of a Yisrael, I can push you away. So the Tzvul Yom might say back to that logic, no. Umayim dechisani mechatas Yisrael. If you push me away from a chatas of Yisrael, shekashem shiyafe kochi, kach yafe kochacha. Because the same way I have strength in the chatas Yisrael, you have strength in the chatas Yisrael. You have a right to it. Tidicheni memincha. But does that mean that you can push me away from a minchas Yisrael? Shekashem shahora kochi, the same way I'm weak in a mincha of a mincha, because I can't eat any of mincha's coin, it gets all burned. Pekachora kochacha, but your strength is also weak in mincha's coin, because it's all burned. So therefore, logic is not going to be the source that a Tzvul Yom is not entitled to a mincha. So that's where, what's the logic that a Tzvul Yom is not entitled to a mincha? It's a pasuk. Harei Roma, that's what the pasuk says. So the Kohen who brings the mincha, he gets it. So the Tzohar tells the Tameh, Bahakriv, go offer it. You can't offer it. That's why you can't eat it. If you'd be able to offer it, you could eat. But since you can't offer it, you can't eat it.
Why don't they start there? Why don't they go through this whole Kal
V'Chomer? This is what he was saying in the bathroom. This is a way to remember it better. So now, this explains why the pasuk needed to tell us that a Tzvul Yom is not entitled to a share of a mincha. And if we would have only had this pasuk and not have the pasuk telling us that a Tzvul Yom is not entitled to a share of a chatas, we would have had a similar conversation. A Tzvul Yom Kohen would turn to another Kohen who's not a Tzvul Yom. He would have said, Tein li mi chatas Yisrael v'ochal. You know what? Give me some of the meat of the chatas that Yisrael brings. I'm going to eat it tonight. Amar lo. So the Kohen who's not a Tzvul Yom would say back, I can't give you from. So Amar lo, he would say to him, Uma b'makom shora kochi. Consider. Where I am weak, namely b'minchasi, if it's my own mincha, because I'm a Kohen who's tahor, if I bring my mincha, I wouldn't get to eat it, it would have to be burned. Dichi sicha. Nevertheless, there's a pasuk saying that you don't have a share in mincha, b'minchas Yisrael. So makam sheyafe kochi. So in a matter that I'm much stronger, b'chatasi, namely my own chatas, I get to eat all of it. If I bring my own chatas, the Kohen who's tahor would say. She'enu din shadidacha b'minchas Yisrael. So certainly, if in that which I'm weak, in a mincha, I can push you away. So certainly in a chatas, where I'm strong, I can push you away. Amar lei, so the Tzvul Yom would say back, no. Umayim shedichisani mimenchas Yisrael. When you push me away from a mincha of a Yisrael, based on the pasuk that we just saw, lakoyin amakrivosa lo tiyeh, but right, lakoyin amakrivosa lo tiyeh. If you push me away from minchas Yisrael, I'll tell you, Shekashem shora kochacha kachora kochi. You have weakness in the minchas Yisrael, because you have weakness in menachos, and I have weakness in menachos. All of us kohanim have weakness in menachos, because any minchas kohen can't be eaten at all. But tadicheni minchatas Yisrael, is that a proof that you can push me away from getting a share in a chatas of Yisrael? Shekashem shiyafa kochacha, the same way you're strong in Echatas Yisrael, you're strong in the world of Chatas, because if you bring your own Chatas, you get to eat it yourself, and even if you're not on duty, you get to offer it. Kach yafa kochi, I'm also strong in Echatas. If I bring my Chatas, I'd get to eat all of it, because I'm a Kohen. Hareyu Omer, so that's why the Pasuk of Mincha wouldn't be enough to teach me that a Tful Yom is not entitled to a Chatas. That's why we have the second Pasuk about Chatas. Hakoinem Echateo sayochlena. The Kohen who does the atonement gets a share of it. So, bo chatei v'achol, why don't you come do the atonement? Then you'll be able to get a share. But since you're a Tzvul Yom and you can't do the atonement, that's why you can't get a share. And then, Rabbi Shimon continued, there's a third verse telling me that a Tzvul Yom doesn't get a share. There's one verse about mincha. There's another verse about chatas. A third verse is about shlamim, about the gifts that are given to the Kohen from the shlamim, the chest and the thigh. Amalei, if a Tzvul Yom were to come into the Beis HaMikdash and say to a Kohen who's Tohar, Tein li mechazav eshok, give me some of the chest and thigh. Tonight I'm going to be Tohar, I'll eat it tonight. V'ochal, so give me now, give me a share. Amalei, so the Kohen who's Tohar could say back, Umay b'malkam shiyafa kochacha, consider. There's some areas where you have strengths in, namely a chatas. If you bring your own chatas, you get to eat all of it. You have a lot of strength in a chatas. And nevertheless, the chisicha minchatas Yisrael. If it's a chatas of Yisrael, we just learned from a pasuk that you don't have the ability to get a share, because since you can't offer it, you can't get a share. And the verse says, "Akoyin amachateos yochlana." The one who offers it gets to eat it. So therefore, makom shura kochacha. So now, when we talk about shlamim, you don't have special rights going to shlamim. Shein lavacha behena lachazav eshok. Even if you're bringing your own shlamim, you're not going to get to eat the whole thing. You'll only get to eat a chazav eshok. So certainly when it's somebody else's shlamim, I should have the strength, the Kohen Tzor, to push you away, the Kohen Tzvul Yom. So the Kohen Tzvul Yom could say back, no. If you push me away from a chatas, based on the pasuk, shekein hora kochi, because in chatas I don't have such strengths. When it comes to the meat of chatas, I'm not entitled to give it to my wife, I'm not entitled to give it to my slave. But does that mean that you can push me away from the chest and thigh of a shlamim? That I am very entitled to. I can give it to my wife and to my children. So therefore, logic would not be enough to push away the Tzvul Yom from the meat of the shlamim. That's what we need in the pasuk. That's why we have a third pasuk saying that meat of a shlamim, something doesn't go to the Tzvul Yom. The verse says, La Kohen Azoreka Stama Shlamim Lo Yiyeh. To the Kohen who throws the blood of the shlamim, he should be entitled to the gift. So that's how the Kohen Tor can tell the Kohen Tzvul Yom, Ba, Zrok vechol. Why don't you come, throw, and then you'll be able to eat. You're a tful yom. You can't. Yatza tful yom. Kula vechom rav al rosho. So the tful yom, with all of his logic, where he thought with his kal vechomers that he'd be entitled to get a share, maybe of a mincha, maybe of a chatas, maybe of the shlamim, it's all thrown out. So once that's all thrown out, so the onen miyamino, the onen at the right of the tful yom, also can't get any share, because at the end of the day, it's a verses, three verses. A verse by shlamim, a verse by mincha, a verse by chatas, saying that the ones who can offer get a share. But the tful yom can't offer, so he can't get a share. So therefore, also an onen, he can't offer, he can't get a share, because he just lost a relative. And therefore, also mechusar kippurim, if a kohen is a zav and it's the day 8 and he's supposed to bring his karbanos and the karbanos haven't been brought on his behalf yet, since he's not fully pure and he can't offer mismalo, he's also not entitled to a share. So that's the brisa of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. I don't know. I don't think so. So Parach Rav Achai, maybe another coin would get it for him. So Rav Achai asked, Leimalei, why didn't Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon continue with this theme into Bechor? Let's imagine a Tful Yom coming in and saying, Tain li Bechor, give me some share of Bechor. V'ochel, I'll be able to eat it tonight. Mishum da'amalei, we can imagine the Kohen Tzar saying back to him, logic will tell me you can't get it from it. Consider where I'm weak, namely in a chatas. Where am I weak about it? Because it's I can't give it to my wife. I can't give it to my slaves. Nevertheless, I'm pushing you aside. You're not getting any share of the chatas because of the pasuk hakohen machateil sayochlena. The kohen who offers it can get to eat from it, not the kohen who can't offer it. Dechisicha mechatas Yisrael. So makam shiyafekochi. So now we're talking about something much stronger, bechor, where kohanim can give it to their slaves or to a wife. So kuladili, it's all mine. Ein odin, so certainly I, the tzar, shadachacham imenu, I can push you away. So the tful yom could say back, no, umayim dechisani mechatas. If you push me away from achatas, shekashem shora kochacha kachora kochi, because the same way you have weaknesses in chatas that you can't give it to your wife, I also can't give it to my wife. But to dicheni b'bechor, but how would that mean that you therefore have a right to push me aside from bechor? Shekashem shiyafe kochach, the same way you are strong in bechor, you can give it to your family. Kach yafe kochi, I also can give it to my family. So therefore, logic wouldn't have been enough to tell me that a tful yom can't get a share of bechor. But Arei Omer, but there's a pasuk. Es tamam tizrok al hamizbeach. Throw their blood on the altar, veskalbam taktir, and burn their fights, uvesaram yielach, and then after you burn their fats, their flesh will be yours. So let the Kohen Tar tell the Tful Yom, bazrok vechol, come throw, then you'll be able to eat from it. So why wasn't that mentioned? You had the same type of arguments, the same conversation we said you'd have with chatas, with mincha, with shlam, why don't you also have it with bechor? So the other opinion will tell you, Parich will challenge this, Miksiv v'saram la kohen hazorek. Does it say, and their flesh will be to the kohen who throws? V'saram yelachsiv. It says, and the flesh will be yours. And that sounds afilu l'kohen acher, even to a kohen who's not able to do the service. So now the Gemara just says an aside, v'echi avidachi, how could you have such a Torah conversation in the bathroom? You're always allowed to think about Torah except for a bathhouse or a bathroom. Answers Laon so shiny, it was out of his control. So either that the person speaking was reviewing this lesson, so he was so meditated on it, he couldn't stop. So he was in the bathroom and kept talking about it, or the other way. He was outside the bathroom and speaking, and his student was in the bathroom, so it was out of his control that he heard it. And since it was out of his control, it's okay, even though it came through the bathroom. So again, the bottom line is what we're saying here is that actually the Mishnah says that a tful yom is not entitled to get a share of a karban. We saw earlier there are multiple psukim for it. So here we see why do you need so many psukim. They're all saying the same thing. Since it's a tful yom, he can't do the service. That's why he can't get a share of a karban. So I don't need a pasuk in mincha to say it, a pasuk in chatas to say it, a pasuk in shlamim to say it. So the point is, if I didn't have these psukim, logic wouldn't have been enough. As we saw, you could always distinguish. You could say, well, you know, it's not the same. That's why we need to have psukim in all three cases. Yeah, now Baruch, the question.
Every meat of the korbanot has different status. If it gets burned up on the grill and become like a charcoal, really, it still has the same status, Rabbi, or it loses the status?
No, it still has the status.
Still has the status.
Yeah.
And it's not edible anymore. You can't eat them anymore.
Well, if it's not edible, it's not edible. But we're talking about where it's edible.
I don't want
to. Yeah. Well done to the point where you can.
Really well done. You know,
they're not. Good.
Right. So now we begin today's daf Kuf Gimel, which moves on from talking about meat to talking about leather, talking about skin. The Kohen gets the skin of a carbon ola. He doesn't get any of the meat. The meat is burned, but he gets the skins. He gets the leather. Says the Mishnah, Kol shelo zacha mizbeach b'psara. Any type of an animal, let's say an ola, that was so disqualified that the mizbeach was not entitled to it, then lo zachu kohanim ba'ora, then the kohanim wouldn't get its skin. Shenam, as the verse says, olas ish, the ola of a person. So it has to be the ola of a person. It has to be working for a person. But if this ola is so disqualified that it can't go onto the mizbeach, that skin does not go to a Kohen. Ola sha'olsa la'ish. The verse is saying it has to be an ola that's working for a man. It's his ola. It worked for him. But if it wasn't working for him, it's totally disqualified, then no one's entitled to its skin. Now, says the Mishnah, what about an ola shenishchata shelo l'shma? An ola that was slaughtered for the wrong purpose. So the carbon still goes on the mizbeach, but it's not going to work for this man. So even though it's not going to work for this man, he's going to have to bring another one for his obligation. But since it is accepted on the mizbeach, it'll still be called olas ish, and therefore orola kohanim, that skin will be given to the kohanim of that mishmar.
And once it's on the mizbeach, it gets fixed, though.
That's also true. That's also true. But that you're referring to a chatas done shalol l'shma. Here we're saying an ola done shalol l'shma can l'chatchila go on the mizbeach. It's just not going to work for the obligation. Yeah, David, a question.
What do they do with an ola?
They could keep it for themselves. They could do with whatever they want.
Jackets,
shoes. They could use it. Now. The pasuk said olas ish. So it doesn't mean literally olas ish. Echad olas ha'ish ve'echad olas ha'isha. It could be an ola of a man or an ola of a woman, and the skin will go to the kohanim. Oro seim la kohanim. The skins will go to the kohanim. It said olas ish. That means an oros, the skins of katshe katshim, of an ola, of an asham, of a chatas, lebailim. Those skins, the oros of an asham, Oros Kachim Kalim, sorry, the skins of Kachim Kalim, the skins of a shlamin, they go to the owner. Just like the meat goes to the owner, so too the skins go to the owner. But Oros Kachim Kachim, but the skins of a chatas or an asham, besides the skins of an ola, la kohanim, that goes to the kohanim. So Gemara says, it's a kavul chomer. Why? Umayim ola shelo zachu b'vsara. In regards to the ola, the kohanim don't get the meat. All of the meat is burned. And nevertheless, zachu ba'ora, the kohanim get the skin. Kachay kachay, when you talk about an asham and a chatas, shezachu b'vsaran, that the kohanim get to eat some of the meat. Eino din shizku ba'oran. Certainly they should be getting the skin. So Gemara says, and don't tell me, ein mizbeach yochiach. Don't tell me, that's not such a good kavu chomer. Because in regards to the mizbeach gets the meat, but it doesn't get the skin. Because the mizbeach is never entitled to the skin. That's not a proof that in the mizbeach there can be meat without skin. But here, so therefore, in regards to the asham and the chatas, since the kohanim get meat, they certainly get the skin. All right, lots of laws in this Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to discuss them. The first part was a karban which is disqualified from the mizbeach, so then it's no longer called olas ish, so then its skin doesn't go to the kohanim either. The pasuk says olas ish. The whole pasuk is Hakohen VaHakohen Amakrivus Olas Ish Ora Olah Asher Hikriv LaKohen Lo Yihyeh. So the pasuk says the Kohen who brings Olas Ish, the skin of the Ola that he brought, it'll be to the Kohen. He will own it. So it says Olas Ish, the skin, the Ola of a man. So that, listen to this brisa. Prat LaOlas Hektish. It has to be the Ola of a man, not the Ola of Hektish. Give Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Isn't every Ola Olas Hektish? Well, that's a big problem. We'll see what that means. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says Olas Ish, the skin goes to the Kohen. Prat LaOlas Gerim. The Ola of an Ish, but not the Ola of a Ger. All right, we'll have to understand this price. My Prat LaOlas Hektish. What does it mean? The Ola of a man, the skin goes to a Kohen to exclude the Ola of Hektish. How does Hektish have an Ola? Sama Reb Chia Bar Yosef, Prat LaOla Abam and Amosros. Let's say a man had a Karban Asham, and then he loses it. So he brings a replacement Karban Asham. Then he finds the original Karban Asham. So what's he going to do now with this original Karban Asham? So the halacha is he has to let it get a blemish, sell it, use the money for communal olos called Kayetz HaMizbeach, the dessert of the Mizbeach. Whenever the Mizbeach was bare, we used to have a steady stream of communal Karbanos, olas nidvas tzibur, olos donated by the community. So that's olos of Hektish. Those are olos of Hektish. Olos of the Temple Trust. So those skins don't go to the Kohanim. The skins of a person's Ola would go to the Kohanim. But the skins of the Olos, Nidvas Sibur, they don't go to the Kohanim. So Ani Yichol Ma'adam, Gemara said, well, that's fine if you say that Mosros, that when you have an Asham, it gets lost, and then something else was brought in its place, and you found it, and you had to sell it because it had a blemish, that those leftover Karbanos, that money goes to Nidvas Sibur, goes to create Olos that are donated by the community. Asli, fine. But there's another opinion that says that if an asham is lost and another asham was put in its place, then when you find the original, you have to let it get a blemish, you sell it, and with that money you buy an individual's ola. So an individual's ola is olas ish. It's an ola of a man. So then the skin should go to a kohen. So Michael, what are you going to say? So what's olas hektesh if it's not mosros, the leftovers? Answer the Gemara. It's a special pasuk then, saying that a replacement ola does not go to the kohen. And how do we know it? Kida amar Rava. It's just like Rava said in regards to the law that the first karban of the day has to be an ola. It's called the asay of hashlama. The first karban of the day has to be the ola's tamid. How do we know that? Because the first says ha ola. Since it says the ola, it's to say the special ola, ola rishona. Hachanami. So too, let's go back to this verse. I'm going to read the verse again. I have it in my margins. Va'kohen hamakriv is olas ish, or ha'ola, the skin of the ola. I mean, the skin of the ola. You just said hakohen hamakriv is olas ish, or the skin goes to him. Why does it say or ha'ola? Why does it say ha'ola? It's to say ha'ola, the ola, ola rishona. What skin goes to the kohen? The first Ola, the original Ola, but an Ola that's a replacement of some other carbon, that skin doesn't go to the Kohen. Okay, so that's answer number one. Answer number one is that Olas Hektesh means the Ola brought as a replacement, either by the nation or by an individual. Answer number two, Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yanai said the following, Prat l'matfis Ola bedek habayis. We know there are two types of Hektesh. If I have a karban or a kfi shares, that's called hekt kadosh piktushas aguf. It's intrinsically holy. It's going to be used for the divine service. But sometimes I can give to the temple trust things that are holy for the sake of their value. Let's say I donate a chair. I say, this chair is hektish. So hektish is not going to offer the chair on the mizbeach. That means that the value of this chair belongs to hektish. Hektish will sell the chair and use the value to repair the floors, to repair the walls. That's called hektesh bedek habayis. So let's say a man has a karban ola. He took an animal, he said, arezu ola. This is an ola. Then he turns around and he says, my ola is kadosh piktushas bedek habayis. I'm now dedicating my ola as bedek habayis. So does that work? It's a machlokas and tmur. Does that happen? So the Gemara is saying like this. So let me buy the mandam kadosh bedek habayis tafsi mido raisa. According to the opinion that says that if you have a karban, you can then make it into bedek habayis. So then you have a carbon that belongs to Hektesh. That would be olas ish for olas hektesh, not a carbon that belongs to hektesh, because now it belongs to Berakah Bayis. El afilu madar lo tafsi. Even the one who says that when you make an ola into Berakah Bayis, the Berakah Bayis didn't grab it. Hani mili basar. That means that the meat of it wasn't grabbed. Aval or tafis, but the skin is grabbed, and therefore the skin would not go to the Kohanim, it would belong to Berakah Bayis. Okay, now Rav Nachman, Rav Baravua, when the Braisa said, Rabbi Yehuda says, Prat la'ola sektesh, it means, Prat la'ola abam and amosros. It's excluding an ola that is brought from leftover korbanos. Amle Rav Amnuna, Rav Nachman, Kemayn, Rabbi Yehuda, who's that like? That's like Rav Yehuda. Hahadar be, Rav Yehuda himself changed his mind. Did Tani went in a Braisa. We learned this back in Shkalim. There were six boxes in the Beis HaMikdash for coin. Actually, 13 boxes. They were all shaped like shofaros, where they would put in the coins. Shisha, six of them. L'nedzava. Six of them were for the sake of Karbanos Nedzava for Kayetz HaMizbeach. And Le'ola Abam and Amosros, the ola that comes from the leftovers, Shaloyu Kohanim Zakayin Ba'ora, Div Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohanim are not entitled to that leather, which is like what we're saying. Amar Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya says back to him. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Sometimes it's Rabbi Shimon who said to him, "Im kein bital to midrash shol Yehoyada Kohen." If you're going to say that the Kohanim don't get the skins of the olos of Nidmas Tzibur, then you are annulling the law that had been taught by Yehoyada Kohen, the first Kohen, the Kohen who had helped set up the 24 Mishmaros. The time of the Nebraisa is that midrash darsh Yehoyada Kohen. This is something that Yehoyada Kohen taught. The verse says, Asham hu, Ashom, Asham, Lashem. It says that it's an Asham, it was a guilt offering to Hashem. It sounds like the Asham is to Hashem, it doesn't belong to the Kohen. But how could you say that? But the Torah says, Kachatas ka Asham, the same way the Kohen gets on the Chatas, the Kohen gets to eat from the Asham. So how could you say the Asham belongs to Hashem, but the Asham belongs to the Kohen? And he has like this, kosher, but mishum chatas and mishum asham. Yehoyada Kohen interpreted it means like this, things that come because of a chatas, because of an asham. Namely the leftover karbanos. Then yilakach ba'olos, those leftovers ended up being used to purchase olos. Habasar lashem, the meat of these olos is lashem. Ba'or la'kohanim. And the skin is for Kohanim. So that's against what we are saying. We are saying Rabbi Yehuda says that the skins of Olos, Nidvos, Tzibur don't go to Kohanim. Here Yehoyada HaKohen says it does go to the Kohanim. And it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda agreed to it because he didn't want to go against the lesson of Yehoyada HaKohen. Amilei, Rav Nachman said back to Rav Amnuna, El Amar B'mai Mukim La. So if you're not going to say this, so then what is Olas Hekdesh, that is where the skins are excluded from going to the Kohanim? Amar Leh, he said, I'll tell you what it is. It's like this. Third possibility. Mukmino Leh, I'll explain that Olas Hekdesh is B'maktish Nechasav, somebody who makes all of his property holy to Hekdesh. Ukidu Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Yeshua. It's not in the Mishnah. B'maktish Nechasav, the person that says, all of my property belongs to Hekdesh. And some of the things that he owns are animals that could have been karbanos, namely whole animals, tmimim. Let's see, he has scharm unakevos, males and females. So the male should be sold who want to bring olos, and they should be brought as olos. The females will be sold to people who want to bring shlam, that we brought a shlam. And the blood of these males and females, I'm sorry, the money for these things will go with all other objects to the Berakah Bayis, to the repair of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's all going to go for Berakah Bayis. However, Rabbi Yeshua says no. No, it's not that all the money goes for Berakah Bayis. The Zacharim Atzam Yikavu Olos. You don't even have to sell the male sheep. You can bring them as olos. They become kachim mizbeach. Nekevos yimachu letzorchei shlamim. The females will be sold for people who need to bring shlamim. V'yavu v'dmeim olos. And you'll use the money to bring olos. Because there's no such thing as communal shlamim. There is, a donated communal shlamim. There's donated communal olos. So the females are sold and the money is used to buy olos. Ushar nechasim, the other property that he said is going to the Beit HaMikdash, Yiplu Beit HaKapayis, that'll be used for the repair of the Beit HaMikdash. V'afilu Reb Yeshua, even Reb Yeshua Damar Adam Cholek HaKdeisho, who says that when a person dedicates all of his property to the Beit HaMikdash, the animals become korbanos. The others are going to be Beit HaKapayis. Hani mili v'basar, that's only true about the meat. Avalor, but in terms of the skin, toughest, that's all better kabayis. And so that's what it's saying. Olas ish, the ola of a man, below olas hektesh, not the ola of hektesh. Namely, if it was a situation where a man consecrated all of his property, then the skin is not going to the Kohen. The skin belongs to better kabayis. Now going back to the price, the second line of the price was also difficult. Rabbi Yehuda says when it says olas ish, that means the skin of an ola goes to the Kohanim, but not the skin of the ola of a ger. Prat lo olas gerim, not the ola of converts. Amar simay bar chilkai ravina atu ger lav ishu. Why not a ger? A ger is also olas ish. Amar leis, he answered prat lo ger shemes vein lo yarshim. It's to exclude a ger who died without any heirs. So now, once he died without any heirs, since he has no one to inherit him, this ola doesn't belong to any ish. So if it doesn't belong to any ish, then the skin is not going to go to the Kohanim who are doing service that day. The verse says, "Va'koin amakriv es olas ish." A kohen who's bringing the ola of a man, or ola asher akriv, the skin of the ola that he brings, la kohen lo yeh, it'll be to the Kohanim. Olas ish, olas gerim, nashim va'avadim inayin. How do we know other people, women, slaves, who bring an ola that their skins go to the Kohanim? That's why it said, or ha'ola, the skin of the ola, that's to include others as well. So Reba includes, imkein, if so, matam alom are olas ish. So according to this brisa, why did it say olas ish? It means like this, ola sha'osol ish, an ola that is working for an owner. It's accomplishing something for him. Prat l'shenishchata chutzlizmanim v'chutzlizmanim koma, to exclude an ola that when it was slaughtered, there was a declaration, we're going to eat it at the wrong time or the wrong place. Now since it's disqualified, the skins don't go to the Kohanim anymore. Shelo yehu Kohanim zakoyin ba'ora. Then the Kohanim are not entitled to the skin. Yachol shani marbe shenishchata shelo l'shma. So maybe I would say that an ola slaughtered for another purpose, I do include. So, and I should say, ho'ev lo osa labaylin, since the ola done for a different purpose, done for a chatas, it's not going to work for its owner, so it shouldn't be called olas ish. And then lo yu kohanim zakoyim ba'ora, then the kohanim shouldn't be entitled to the skin. Tamud lomar, that's what the verse said, or ha'ola, again, to include other things and to include even a carbon with some problems to it. Now it said, or ha'ola, ainli ela or ha'ola. So maybe only the skin of an ola goes to Kohanim. Oros kache kachim. I don't know that the skins of chatos and ashamos go to Kohanim. Inayin, how do we know that? So Talmud the verse says, or ha'ola asheri kriv. So asheri kriv is to include kache kachim. Maybe I'm also including the skins of a shlamim. Tamalom, the verse says, ola. Ma'ola kachay kachim. I've called kachay kachim. Just like ola is kachay kachim. It has to be something which is kachay kachim. Rabbi Shmuel says, I learned this from a Kavach Chomer. The verse says, or ha'ola. The skin of the ola is given to the Kohanim. In the yellow ha'ola. So maybe that's only an ola. Oros kachay kachim inayin. How do we know that the skins of other karbanos that are kachay kachim, like a chatas and an asham, also go to the Kohanim? The dinu, I can tell you it's from a kavu chomer. Ma'ola shlo zachu b'vsara zachu ba'ora. The Kohanim don't get any, you have the meat of the ola. Nevertheless, they get the skin. So kachay kachim, so when it's chatas and asham, shazachu b'vsara, where they get some of the meat, ain't a din shazachu ba'ora, certainly they get some of the skin. So one second, maybe Mizbeach Yochiach, maybe the altar itself should be the proof. Shezacha ba'basar, the altar gets some of the meat, although Zacha ba'or doesn't get any of the skin. So the answer is no, Ma'al Mizbeach Shekein Lo Zacha B'Mitzas, the Mizbeach never gets any of the skin. Tomer B'Konim, whereas Kohanim Shezacha B'Mitzas, we do find that they get skin, in the case of Ola. So therefore, in a case of Chatas and Asham, hold the Zacha B'Mitzas, since they're getting some of the meat, Zacha B'Kule, they're certainly getting some of the skin. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Kol atzma lo utzrachma lo or ola bilvad. It's only in regards to the skin of an ola that we need a pasuk to tell me that that goes to the Kohanim. But in regards to skins of chatas and asham, of course it goes to the Kohanim. Shebechol malkom or malach achar abasar. Because normally whatever happens to the meat is what's going to happen to the skin. As we find, parim and israfim, usyum and israfim, those korbanos are supposed to be burned. Hein voro seim israfim yimayim. The meat is burned and the skin is burned. Chatas v'ashem v'ziv cheshal meitzibur. Matana l'koin, where the coin gets the meat to eat as a gift, certainly he also gets the skin. And therefore, ratzu mafshitin oso, if the Kohanim want, they can take off the skin and use it. And lo ratzu, if they don't want to skin it off, ochen oso agabe yorin, they can eat the meat together with the skin. However, katshe kalim, that where the meat goes to the owner, labailim, the skin, where the meat goes to the owners. So again, the skin goes to the owners. Ratzu, if the owners want mafshitinos, and they can take off the skins and use them. Ratzu, if they want ochlinos and algabion, they can eat the meat together with the skin. Aval ola, but an ola where they're not getting the meat. That's what the meat's being burned, and I'm going to think the skin is being burned. That's when you need a pasuk. Namar bavi v'shidas ola v'nitza chosel nesachea. You will skin the ola and cut it up into pieces. And therefore, yachaloyu kohanim zakan bor. I might think that the kohanim don't get the skin because the meat is being burned. Tamalom, that's why I need the pasuk. Or ola asher yikriv la kohen lo yihi. Yeah, the skin of the ola that he brought, the kohen gets the skin.